Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, we are the Odd Couple here for hour number 3, and we're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it is the way tire buying should be. Also, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards. Or we could go high and talk about how Discover makes it easy for you to redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Rob, you were in New York this weekend. How was it? How was your weekend?
The weekend was great. Great to see some people. I ran into a couple Odd Couple fans, Chris, at the Islanders game who were like, whoa, wanted to take pictures. That was pretty cool.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
So that was fun. Islanders did win that game that I went to.
I never miss an Islanders game.
I know. You said you covered some hockey game, right?
Well, yeah, you know how it is. I mean, people be shocked. We cover – I covered –
sports writers cover everything.
Second, right. It wasn't the NHL, but it was like
IHL or something.
Minor league. Yeah, something in Cleveland. Covered the playoffs. Like you said, we cover all. I covered high school sports. You did too. So you covered all.
I covered
the sports.
Field hockey and all that, Chris. Yep. We all covered those games, right? Yep.
And then pro, I've done most on some level. You know, most of them on some level. Even golf. Tiger
Same
Woods
with me.
Was golfing in Akron.
I did auto racing. You know, in Michigan, Chris.
Yep, I did auto
over
racing
in Brooklyn,
yep.
Right? Brooklyn, yep. Michigan. I've done
absolutely.
That. But yeah, it was a great
tennis.
Week. Great weekend. The Qs were, as I said, they did a great job, and it was a nice ceremony. And for me and about 7 other people, they honored. And it was a great weekend to be in New York and see the family again. So it was cool. And then
my daughter, who lives in Brooklyn, and I've thought, I thought about you when she said this, because you remember you talked about how all the rats you would see
right
in New York, and I've never seen a rat. I don't live in New York.
I know, but you walk the streets.
But she said she lives in Bushwick,
and she said there's
Brooklyn.
Rats everywhere.
She says she's rats every day.
I'll tell you, Chris.
So, yeah, I guess it is like that.
Chris was like,
and she's in a nice little area. It doesn't matter.
That's what I'm saying. Like, normally in the subway, and I said this to you before.
I haven't ever seen one in the subway.
You've never seen one.
In the subway, where do you see them? On the tracks or what?
Well, yeah, they're down in the tracks. Normally not on the platform where the people are. You know, like, they don't.
Thank God right. for that.
But I told you this before. I've been to New York the last 5 times. And I have seen 0 rats. And I don't know why that is. I used to see them all the time. And ever since I started talking about it, I don't see them anymore. I'm happy. All right, enough with the rat talk. Right, I know, but right, I see your daughter said it. She backed me up.
Yeah, she did. She did back you up. So, all right, Rob, last night, yesterday, the Bills, they look great early, right?
They normally
do. They were making mincemeat, of a 7-1 team. No matter what you think of the Vikings, now they're 8-1. But the Bills were having their way with them. And then just collapsed and lost the game 33-30 in overtime. And some strange happenings. I mean, Josh Allen fumbling at the 1-inch, the ball's on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5-inch line. And I did think, and I'm not making an excuse for him, but I remember I was looking at that play and I was just like, that's a challenge. Now, I didn't think the snap would be the challenge, but I was like, it is a good, the defense has a shot to get a safety. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like being even at the 1 where you got a little breathing room. Like, they were right on the goal line. And a safety wouldn't have been the worst thing in the world, because they were up 5 or something like that. And they ended up giving up the touchdown. Or maybe they were up 7. I don't, whatever it was. Rob G enlightened me on those facts. But, and lo and behold, Josh Allen drops the ball or mishandles the snap. And that was his 3rd turnover of the game. He had 2 interceptions in the red zone. And Rob, I want to say this. I don't know if you'll agree or not. I spoke about Josh Allen today on First Things First, and I made 2 comps. And one, I feel good about this because Rob Woodson said it just when we talked to him last hour, and he and I hadn't talked about it. But I said, number one, it looks like Patrick Mahomes last year. You talk about it all the time. Remember the 7-game stretch where Mahomes had 10 interceptions, at least one in each game.
And it was shocking.
In a 4-game stretch, he had 7 interceptions and 2 in 3 of those 4, he had 2 each in 3 of the 4 games. And that was because he was trying to make, the big play like he had been done for most of his career.
You don't always have to.
Instead of just taking the check down and the easy stuff. And he learned that over the second half of the season, and obviously things got better. I think that's what's happening with Josh Allen. He is going for all the big stuff. Rob, at the end of the game, they were clearly in field goal range. And he couldn't stop himself for going for the gusto. And he throws that interception. And so I hope he'll learn like Mahomes did, and by the playoffs, he'll kind of have rid himself of that tendency. So there's that comp. And then this one, Rob, I think, and maybe it'll change. Again, if he takes the route of Mahomes, he may move out of this. But right now, Rob, I think he's like a new age version of Brett Favre.
Wow, who's the all-time interception
leader
kid.
Leader in interception. And obviously an all-time great player.
Remember,
a Hall of Famer.
Right, he won
3-time MVP, 3 straight.
And 3 straight
and
MVPs.
A Super Bowl,
and potentially going to do jail time because as a criminal.
Well, right. I mean, like Brett Favre. Hopefully
I'm just saying,
him off the field.
I'm just saying, potentially, Chris.
Right.
There could be issues.
in terms of Favre was obviously great, but you had to live with his recklessness.
And Chris,
that was a part of what made him great, right?
But let's just be honest. I mean, this is the thing about Brett Favre that people don't really talk about. And you're right about the interceptions. But, Chris, you know how many playoff games ended where Brett Favre threw a pick at the end?
Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
His last one, Rob G, when he was with the Vikings. You remember his career? I think that ended on a pick thrown across his body, Chris.
I remember that.
Across the field. That's like the first thing they teach you. Don't throw across like that. And he did it, and it was a pick. And I don't know how many playoff games ended with a Brett Favre pick at the end, but a number.
Rob, he was a straight up gunslinger.
Right.
That's
an accurate term.
You
for
didn't
him.
Know if it was gonna be good or if it was gonna be bad. I mean, obviously, more often than not, it was good, or he wouldn't have become a Hall of Famer. He won a Super Bowl, he got to two, he won three MVPs. And Rob, here's the thing: his three MVP years, over 17 games, you know, if you increase the 16 to 17, his average season was 40 touchdowns, 15 picks. Josh Allen, the last 3 years, including this one, projected over 17. Average season, 38 touchdowns, 14 picks. So I think and it's similar. What makes Allen great is his throw caution to the wind, you know, attitude. And even yesterday, Rob, you saw when he's playing with a bad elbow and he's running people over. Right, he's not sliding. He's running into defenders when he scrambles. Or forget scrambling, when he runs. Yeah, I think they've got – if I'm Buffalo, I'm trying to make him, you know, make better decisions. But I do think that a part of it is who he is, and there may always be some of that there. So like I said, I think he's like Brett Favre. Do you agree with that comp?
It's
not exact.
Right. But, I was going to say, he hopes that he's Brett Favre. I mean, if you win a Super Bowl, Chris, and get three MVPs. Right.
Win with a gunslinger.
But the only thing is, nowadays, I don't know if you win a MVP with that many interceptions. You know, because passing is such a big deal. It's not like in those days where they did. You know that.
Well, those years, I mean, you're right. I mean, now to have 15, but
it's
still.
It's a lot.
That was low for Favre.
Right.
That difference between touchdowns and interceptions.
No, he used to have 22. I mean.
Yeah, and he had more interceptions than touchdowns.
Right. And that's what I'm saying.
And I don't mean that'll be Allen. I agree.
No.
You can't do that today.
Not today, because you throw the ball too much.
Right.
You just can't have that many interceptions. And you know the better ones. Even Mahomes before really last year, his was always in single numbers. Him, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady. Tom Brady didn't break the record, right? Did he come short?
For interceptions?
He had a 400. Rob G, what did he have? He needed 400.
No, he's not. He's
403.
Not here.
He was.
You're talking about a pass is without an pass. Yeah, without. No, he fell short. He fell three short.
Wow, I was going to say he was. I know he was close to breaking Rodgers' record.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
But that's what I was saying. Like the really good quarterbacks in this league don't throw a ton of interceptions.
No.
If you're good,
even Mahomes. That wasn't a ton. It wasn't close to the number of touchdowns he threw.
No.
But Favre's third season, Rob, 19 touchdowns, 24 picks.
Yeah.
Another season, 99. So he's well into his prime or in his prime at that point. 22 touchdowns, 23 picks.
That was a year I think he cost. Who was the brother who was the coach there? Oh, God. From Philly. Oh my God.
Ray Rhodes. Yep.
He cost him his job. He only had 1 year there. Do you know that?
Yep.
And he had
one year Favre had 20 touchdowns, 29 picks.
Yeah. I mean, that was
you can't do that today. Like Jameis got ridiculed.
For 30.
What was it? 33 touchdowns, 30 picks?
Yep. Ridiculed. Yep. And And Brett Favre was, you know, was a Hall of Famer, and obviously won three MVPs, so we're in a row.
And here's the thing, for the youngsters out there, the reason, and he was, you know, he had more picks than anybody in the history of the game, but the game was different. Quarterbacks could get clocked.
Totally
receivers
different.
Could get clocked, right? So it was, that's why, you can look at any of, we talk about this all the time, right? You can look at any of the old legends, and their numbers won't look great compared to
you'll be
to
like, what?
Today.
Like, that's
yeah.
it?
There's a handful, maybe Marino, you know, a couple you can look at. But, yeah, they don't, the numbers
and
don't
And that's why
up.
Marino was so touted, Chris, despite never winning anything, because his numbers were so good in that era where, you know what I mean, where quarterbacks didn't put up those kind of numbers.
It would have been like somebody shooting threes like close to like Steph Curry in the 90s.
right.
Or the 80s. You know what I'm saying?
They would have like, said, that guy's a fool. What are you doing out there?
Right. It was that different. So, all right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. Do you like the comp? 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. I think Josh Allen is this era's Brett Favre, at least for now. I know Buffalo fans... as good as Favre was, hope he doesn't continue to be that way. But what are your thoughts? 877-996-6369.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo, of course you know us as the host of the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
World renowned.
We all know you're sick and tired of these stupid sports shows where the hosts say stupid things like Tom Brady's the GOAT.
Or LeBron James is good at basketball, which he is clearly not.
See, we give you smart takes.
Yeah.
And we also bring on so-called famous guests from across the sports world and show them why we know much more than they do.
You're off the show!
Are you serious?
Listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results. tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! Fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave for America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get.
All right. We want to welcome you to the Fox Sports Radio tailgate presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing, I mean nothing, beats the flavor of live fire cooking on a Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you'll ever own, and it's backed by a lifetime warranty. So roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at biggreenegg.com. That's right. You get a lifetime warranty and free home delivery. Remember that at biggreenegg.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Do you agree that Josh Allen looks like a new age version of Brett Favre? Your thoughts?
Chris, is this our buddy Rafael in Brazil calling in? You're there in the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
What's up, guys? How are you doing?
Doing good, great. Man. How are you?
I'm great. What about the rest of the crew, Alex and everybody?
What up, dude?
I'm great, man.
They miss you.
I know. It's great to hear your voice. Glad you guys are good.
Yeah, last time I called, I believe Chris wasn't yet a co-host of First Things First, so it's been a while.
Oh, that's been a, yeah. That's been
yeah,
a,
congrats.
What'd you say, Rafael? You never miss First Things First? Oh, okay, go ahead.
No, it's great. It's great. And if Rob joins them, it's going to, you know, there won't be any other show greater than that.
All right. What you got, man?
I don't think he'll be this era's Brett Favre. I believe he's very young. Josh is young. I believe he's able to learn. He made a leap after leap ever since he got in the league. And I think if he has a decent running game to help him, he'll be a lot better. You know, those mistakes will down. I truly believe in him.
No, I hope that he and again, I mean, Brett Favre is a tremendous quarterback, but I hope he does get out of that, you know, that carelessness, that reckless stuff.
And the
know?
Other thing too, Chris, it's not, and thanks Rafael from Brazil, we appreciate it. It's not automatic that those things iron themselves out, because we thought, I mean, coming in and the way they look when they beat the Rams to start the season and the way he was playing, right. Okay, so that's been this year. When they started off, it looked like they couldn't be stopped, right?
Right, right, right.
So I'm saying, like, you can slip back and those things can come around. Let's go to Matt in Wisconsin. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Matt?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Man, doing
good,
great.
Man. How are you?
Good. Long-time caller. covered both of your careers. I enjoy listening to you guys on and off TV, and it's great.
Thank
real
you.
Real quick, though.
Thank you.
Real quick, and I don't want to waste your time. Why aren't we talking about the Minnesota Vikings?
No, that's legit, because you're right. I mean, most people don't seem to believe in it. And I'm going to be honest. I think they're a good team. I would be surprised right now if they made it to the Super Bowl.
You know why? You know why, Matt and Chris knows this too. I'm gonna tell you, because they've had like, Chris, you talk about the one score games where they easily could, like, for whatever reason it's worked out for them, but they haven't been overly impressed. They've been games where they could have easily lost and be a 500 team, but they've won like
not all
those
good
games,
teams.
Right?
You can talk about, oh, they could beat Buffalo. That's a good win, but the Washington.
Right.
Was, late field goal. New Orleans. Late field goal. The Bears. A lot of their game. Lions.
The
gave
Lions.
Them all they won.
Right. That's why people are looking going, are they that good or are they lucky?
But here's the thing. Just like JJ, I call him that now. I lived up in Minneapolis for 20 years.
Justin Jefferson.
There's a magic in the air where they don't feel like awesome. They can lose. And they plummeled the Packers in the first game. And they lost to only Philadelphia, and they've won every game since. And
no,
they
look,
pulled it out at the end.
The record is great. I also think this. I think Kirk Cousins is not going to get the benefit of the doubt.
Until he does it. Yeah,
right.
He's another one of those guys because he's had so many failures in those moments. All right,
now,
Matt,
again, Jimmy G, Dak, Jalen Hurts, Daniel Jones. I mean, those are – other than Tom Brady, those are like the playoff quarterbacks right now. So none of them, have proven it either. So that's okay.
Right.
But Kirk Cousins, none of them are getting the benefit of the doubt at this point.
Nope. All right, let's squeeze one more in. Kyle in New Jersey, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Kyle?
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we got you.
I just want to answer two questions. First on Chris. No, he's not like Mahomes. Why? Mahomes came to the league with
Mahomes go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
Mahomes came to the league with Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. And he wasn't making these interceptions his whole career until they started playing too high safety. Now, Josh Allen didn't come in the league with Stephon Diggs. He looked like a bust until he got Stephon Diggs. He started playing a little better, but he still was making bonehead decisions. Now, to this year, where they already tried to crown him the MVP, even in that Ravens game, they were getting questionable calls, all the calls going their side. This game against the Vikings, that Davis catch was not a catch. When they tried to kneel, they had 12 players on the field.
Yep.
None of these are being called. It's like
all
it's like
that was after though, but they blew it. All of that was after they blew it. I give you late. They got a lot.
You're right.
But before that, they were blowing stuff.
That no doubt.
Like the Gabe Davis thing was in overtime. The 12 men. I get all that.
Those
but
are
that
bad
was
mistakes.
Late. Yeah, those are bad. Those are on the officials. It sounds like he's a fan of Nick Wright too. Real talk. Like he just mimicked Nick's points today.
Yeah,
so.
It's fine.
That's all good though. I'm glad you're watching. Fox Sports 1, 3 p.m. Eastern time. First things first. All right, we got more to get to. Rob, is there another MVP candidate making a run? That's next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Rob, right now, my MVP is Patrick Mahomes. And to me, it's clear cut right now. Where are you at on it?
Yeah, Patrick is in the lead for sure. I mean, a lot of guys have fallen by the wayside, including
Josh Allen.
Like, he took a big hit.
Didn't even think he should have been ahead last week. I mean, he was... For some reason, he was ahead going, according to the odds.
Right.
A week ago, which I didn't think he should have been at that point.
But he's not anymore.
No, he's third, which I even think is high. Micah Parsons took a step back, right?
No doubt.
Didn't leave an imprint on yesterday's game. Geno, who wasn't that high, but he was, six maybe?
Because he has the highest completion percentage, doesn't he? Or he did coming into that game in Europe, right?
I
thought he did. Rob Geno
had what?
the highest completion rate.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
right?
He did.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Percentage.
Right, percentage.
He's still up there. Rob G can read the odds. What are the odds, Rob G?
Yeah, so you just mentioned that we have a new candidate. So number four, and this is even as of right now, BetMGM, friend of the show, Lamar Mitchell. Josh Allen, despite all the interceptions and turnover, is number four.
He's still in
there.
Oh,
I thought he was three. Okay.
Number four.
Okay, go ahead. Who's the other?
Number two, Jalen Hurts, who is currently trailing by three heading into halftime on Monday Night Football. Number one, as we talked about on Friday, Patrick Mahomes. But number three with the bullet, who started the season plus 1,000, now is at plus 400, Tua Tagovailoa.
I see
where
that.
Where you at on Tua, Rob?
I see he's in the mix. He should be definitely in the mix. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he's had some miracle runs in a couple of games, Chris, that they shouldn't have won. And he's put up really good numbers. And when you look at there was something else, the third point. About him winning every time he starts. Like, the team has lost.
7-0.
Right, when he hasn't been there. Right, they've lost twice, right? When he hadn't been a quarterback.
Yep.
So that's why I say that's the other part that is, what's your value to a team, Chris? And there it is.
No, the dude is having a phenomenal year. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, Rob.
And me and you argued for a long time about it because we had issues when they were putting Fitzpatrick in there, Chris, for his snaps. You remember?
I had a
problem with it.
Yeah, I feel like people did not – they were ready to write Tua off too fast. Like you said, this is his third year. His first two seasons, he's injured, so that's part of it. But then Ryan Fitzpatrick was playing, you know, half the time, even during games at times.
They were pulling him out, right.
And he was had a coach who, you know, didn't believe in him. Let's just keep it real.
He didn't want him. Remember, he didn't want to draft him. Right.
Right.
Let's just.
And so I don't think he had a real shot. You know, he had only played, I don't know, 16, 17 games going into this season. So I thought this was like his real chance because he had an offensive line. That's another thing. His offensive line had him running for life, dear life. Now he's got an offensive line that they upgraded. He obviously has weapons that they added. And he's got a coach who believes in him and has put in a system, San Francisco's, that is obviously working for him. And Rob, he leads the league in passer rating. Get this. His passer rating is 118.4. You know how good that is. That's fifth all time for a season.
Mm.
Aaron Rodgers has the record at 122.5 in 2011.
I remember that year. It was unbelievable. Yep.
He had 121.5 again in 2020. Peyton Manning, 121.1 once. And Nick Foles, 2013. But remember, that was only a few years.
Right.
I mean, a few games, I'm sorry. 119.2. So, Tagovailoa, like, I think that he's definite. Now, he's missed, to your point, he missed three games. So, if it was like, oh, they both having great years, him and Mahomes or something, I think you'd have to give it to Mahomes. Just because he's been available for every game. But right now, Tua, I mean, leading the league in passer rating. Rob, his by a mile. His last three games, he's completed over 75% of his passes for 969 yards, 9 TDs, 0 interceptions. And people can't, they want to say, like, there were some people saying Tyreek Hill is their offensive MVP, but Tyreek was playing those games when Tua was out and they still lost.
Right.
And actually putting up big numbers. Tyreek's having a great year, but yesterday, for instance, he had 44 yards receiving and Tua was rolling.
He went off.
Right. Almost 300 yards, 3 TDs, 0 interceptions, 3 TDs to 3 different receivers. Like, he's playing great, and I actually think, Rob, that they are now, I think I said last week, that the two leading favorites, leading contenders in the AFC were clearly Kansas City and Buffalo. I'm putting Miami on that tier now.
Wow.
I think they're a legit contender. Their defense isn't as good as Buffalo's, but offensively they can play with those guys. And the defense isn't horrendous. So, yeah, I think they're a legitimate. I'd make Kansas City the favorite, like the slight favorite, but I think Miami's got a chance.
I mean, it's hard to argue, Chris. I mean, all they've done is win, and we talked about that, which what I think changed their season was that miracle comeback in Baltimore, that game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep, yep. That's a win type of win that'll make you believe.
Right. Like, you could win any game. What? We won right. in Baltimore where they were down big
yep.
in that. That was huge, no doubt.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
they got to be in the conversation. I mean, we can't just, even though we think about the, you know, the past, which we understand and you look at it, but what they've done this year, and we're talking about this year, why wouldn't we believe in what they're doing?
Right. And I just think, too, Rob, like, Tua is another example of, I mean, they obviously Brian Flores, but there were a lot of people ready to declare him a bust.
Oh, yeah. No.
Right? I mean, Jalen Hurts, we're watching tonight. If they lose or win or lose tonight, I mean, obviously he's still having a great year.
Right.
Right. Were people not ready to say he's essentially a bust?
He looked.
Or at least not that good?
And we look, Chris, and you remember, we just, like, whatever it was or the system or what they were doing wasn't great, and he didn't look good. We, right. I mean, those are the eye
right.
tests. I
didn't look like he could throw.
Right, and this year is something totally different, and they
How
got
How about Justin Fields?
Justin Fields looked terrible as well. Remember, we kept saying, no wonder they haven't put him in, because when we yep. saw him, he didn't yep. look good, and now he looks like he's unstoppable.
He was statistically the worst quarterback in history in the first month of the season.
See?
Now he's looking awesome. I mean, like, it just, and hopefully these executives and even coaches, Rob, are taking notice. Like, we talked about it with Rich Gannon last week, and granted, he was a, you know, an aberration because, I mean, he really took off like 12, 13 years into the league. But everybody's not going to come right in, even their second year, Rob, and be great.
No. It is hard. And Washington, Chris, just added a field goal, and they're up
20-14.
58 yards, almost a 60-yarder, and they're up, 20-14.
I should have put Kadush on this.
Hey, with the six they're up plus the 11.5 or whatever.
You pretty much set on this one. Did you put money on it?
Nah, of course I didn't, because that's why I went. You know that. You know,
that money you were supposed to bet, you went out and bought some new jewelry.
No, the Raiders.
So what
got
have
me.
You done with the waterlogged ones? You're probably gonna give them
to
Rob G.
You know
G
what? No, they look good. Rob G. He can't wear my size. Rob G. needs a
Rob G. will put some socks in the front.
Rob G. You need a new pair of Jordans, don't you, Rob G.?
I do.
Look at the brown nose.
What? My nose
That's
is Rob G.
You, when you put a,
when you put a sock when you put a sock in the front.
I have Rob done that going on a date, but that's different.
All right, on that note, it's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Keep it locked.
You walked into it.
The Odd Couple is large down low.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Coming,
we're live from the TireRack.com studios, and we can talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we can talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at Discover.com/redeem rewards. All right, terms do apply. Rob, I know you saw the catch by Justin Jefferson.
Yes.
Incredible catch. Some are calling it the best regular season catch they've ever seen.
I thought that was Odell's catch, no?
Yeah, I mean, which one would you take of those two? Because let's take David Tyree's out of it. That was a Super Bowl. I mean, nothing compares to that.
Right. That's Chris, to be able to control that ball on your helmet, not have it come loose when you hit the ground, is the greatest.
I mean,
catch.
It wasn't as I think there have been better catches, but the fact that was in the Super Bowl.
Well, also to beat the 18-0 Patriots.
Right. Like, all of that, it was a phenomenal catch. Lynn Swann has some ridiculous catches in Super Bowl.
Yeah, he did.
Let's just compare it with the Odell's catch.
Sticky gloves in play here,
well,
too?
Well, both of them, yeah.
See, because
no,
that's the other thing. When I first saw the Odell one, Chris, I thought that was the greatest catch I ever saw.
I'm sorry. I don't think, Rob, you can make – I'm sorry. I love – as great as Odell is, I don't think you can make that catch without
the sticky gloves. I agree.
I'm sorry. I don't think you can make most of these one-handed catches.
I agree. I think it kind of – and I don't want to take anything away. This was a great catch by
– Right.
It was a great catch.
Because they're all playing with him now.
Right.
And you, Rob, when we were coming up, not even just coming up, when we were adults, you didn't see one-handed catches.
No.
Not like with the frequency. I mean, it was every blue moon, maybe, and not the spectacular nature of the one-handed catches today. It just, I'm sorry.
Right.
You can't.
And that's why you look and you go, you know, is it real or Memorex, Chris? You know what I mean? Like,
because, I mean, I give it, now they did have Stick'Em, and you remember.
Yeah, like, and then they took it away.
Was ridiculous. Like Fred Biletnikoff and the Raiders and
there
guys.
There was a Monday Night Football game.
Uniform.
You probably will remember this. And they had a shot of a wide receiver or a running back, Chris. And he, like, dunked both of his hands in a tub of goo. You remember that? And then it was just like.
That was the Stick'Em.
Am I right?
It might hit your chest and you don't even touch it.
It's sticking in, right.
Yeah,
right.
So they made up for it. But I think OBJ's catch.
You still like that better?
Yes. Uh-huh. And here's what I say. Number one, it was more spectacular in my view. It looked better. And it was a touchdown. Now, I do think the degree of difficulty for Justin Jefferson's was harder because you had the defensive back, like,
all
he had
over
two
him.
Hands on it.
Right.
But if I, like, I put it this way. If I was a receiver and I had, like, one catch I could tell people or show people, yeah, I made this catch, it would be OBJ's.
Because of the touchdown and because of.
And just the, I mean, some of this is looks, right?
And you know what?
It looked. Like, it was a phenomenal
But I'll say this
catch.
Too, Chris. When OBJ made that catch, everybody said at that time, that's the greatest catch I ever saw. Like that, right? Like
I've never seen any, that was.
Am I
it
right? Like that.
Yeah.
Like that's
yeah.
what, that's
Absolutely.
What, that's what the talk was. There was like, and this one is more like debatable. Like, well, which
right.
one is?
Well, because
whereas,
it is.
right. But I'm just saying that's how big the OBJ catch was. Was right. that you immediately saw that and said, that's the greatest catch I ever saw.
Right. Everybody was talking about that catch.
Yes.
I was at a, I think I was still at ESPN. I was interviewing LeBron at the Garden. They were playing the Knicks that night, and we talked about the catch.
Right.
He said he could make that catch, by the way.
Yeah, of course he did.
He really said, because you know he was a receiver in high school.
Right.
And he was dead serious. I was like, man, I don't know about that. All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We signing off, but keep it locked. Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next, and they bring heat!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.